business of third reading and final passage consent list. Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the consent list on third reading. Following bills are Senate File 16, 38, 43, 46, 51, 60, 71. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the peach sheet that you should have on your desk. Okay. And the yellow calendar minus one of those bills.
Is there anyone who would like to remove any of those bills from the consent list? Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk, third reading of the bill.
Senate File 16 from Corporations Committee, an act relating to insurance, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 38 from Senator Christensen, an act relating to hunting, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 43 from Minerals Committee, an act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facilities, cease and transfer projects, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. From the Travel Committee, an act relating to state parks, this is Senate File 46, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 51 from Senator Bebout, an act relating to workers' compensation, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 60 from the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the titling of vehicles, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 71 from the Management Audit Committee, an act relating to administration of government, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Does anybody want to remove any of those bills from the consent list? Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey. Flickrey? Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Escobel, aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
excuse.
Gay, excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman, Harshman,
excuse.
Harshman, excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Moniz excused, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlek, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Throne excused, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Flickrey,
excused.
Flickrey excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 excused. As to Senate File 16, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Representative Flickrey, Senate File 16. Flickrey excused to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 excused. As to Senate File 38, are there any changes? Wilson? Aye to no. Representative Throne?
Aye.
Throne excused to aye. Hunt? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? Barlow? Aye to no. Are there any further changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 3 no, 4 excused. As to Senate File 43, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Throne? Excused to aye? Are there any other changes? Flickrey?
Aye.
Are there any further changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused. As to Senate File 46, Are there any changes? Campbell, aye to no. Moniz?
Aye.
Moniz, excused to aye. Simlick, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Bird, aye to no. Swanitzer Dave, aye to no. Throne, aye to no. Excused to aye. Swanitzer Dan, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Larson, aye to no. Teeters, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Paxton, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Blickrey, aye to no. Excuse to aye, okay? Excuse to no. Baker, aye to no. Watt, aye to no. Patton, aye to no. Harvey, aye to no. Moniz, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Any other changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 24 no, 2 excused. As to Senate File 51, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Barlow, aye to no. Blickrey, excused to aye. Moniz, excused to aye. Throne, excused to aye. Blake, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 3 no, 2 excused. As to Senate File 60, are there any changes? Blickrey, excused to aye. Moniz, excused to aye. Throne, excused to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As to Senate File 71, are there any changes? Are there any? Blickrey?
Aye.
Blickrey, excused to aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Excused to aye. Throne? Excused to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill or Senate File 16, 38, 43, 46, 51, 60, and 71 have passed the House. We're now at that order of business of third reading and final passage regular list. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 12.
Senate File 12 from the Education and Accountability Committee, an act relating to the required state education program be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 12. Would ask for your aye vote. I'm merely adding additional language on page 2 in the amended portion of the bill to include multi-state organizations. So the state board shall not have the authority to commit the state to additional regulation and oversight by the federal government or any multi-state organizations. And I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 12. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 12 has been adopted. Senate File 12 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Baker. Barlow. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused. Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi. Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Byrd, no to aye. Hunt, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 7 no, 2 excused.
Senate File 12, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 12 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 33.
Senate File 33 from the Revenue Committee, an act relating to ad valorem taxation, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Senate File 33 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride. Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt, Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 33, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 33 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 41.
Senate File 41 from the Minerals Committee, an act relating to the Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Here is an amendment. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 41. And this just adds a paragraph E. Two of the current members would be designated to participate in the multi-state efforts related to the transfer of public lands. It's just so two people of this committee will participate in when other states get together to talk about this issue, there can be a coordinating effort going on. Section 2 also allows them, you know, if they had to go to Utah or to Montana or something like that, it would allow them those travel expenses. And lines 18 and 19 on the Greer amendment, that is just a renumbering. There's no changes to his amendment.
Any further discussion on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 41? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, all in favor of third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 41, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 41 has been adopted. Senate File 41 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Esquivel, no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles, Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman. Excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchins.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pieperinen. Reeder. Simwick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Walters. Walters. Watt. Wilson. Winters. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Walters. No to aye. Blake. No to aye. Filer, no to aye. Connolly, no to aye. Throne, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Freeman, no to aye. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 41, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 41 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 61.
Senate File 61 from the Transportation Committee, an act relating to education, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. It looks like Representative Filer is seeking to delete part of Representative Filer's amendment. Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move... Third reading amendment number one to Senate File 61, and I know it's hard for any one of us to stand up here and say, we are wrong. And I was wrong yesterday. I had misinformation about home of record, and we need to take that part out. So would you please vote yes on this amendment?
Is there any other discussion on third reading amendment number one to Senate File 61? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, all in favor of third reading amendment number one to Senate File 61, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to Senate File 61 has passed the House. Senate File 61 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Burkhart. Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, excused, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchins, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman?
Aye.
Excused to aye. Hutchins? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Senate File 61 having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House. Senate File 61 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 78.
Senate File 78 from the Education Committee, an act relating to school districts, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Senate File 78, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund. Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Krohn.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Semlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 38 aye, 22 no.
Senate File 78, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 78 has passed the House. We're on that order of business of third reading. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 79.
Senate File 79 from the Education Accountability Committee, an act relating to education, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Imagine having two amendments on the oft-amended Senate File 79. Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move first amendment on Senate File 79 on third reading. Okay, what happened is the LSO and I missed the fact that it needed to be on page 5. It's exactly the same thing. It just needed to be repeated on page 5 after line 13. So I would ask your favorable consideration to add the same amendment back into the later half of the bill.
Any further discussion on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 79? Question having been called, we're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to File 79. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 79 has been adopted. We're now on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 79. Representative Hutchings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment to Senate File 79, and I would ask for your aye vote. First, I would like to thank the good chairman of the Education Committee for viewing this amendment and seeing it as friendly and germane. Starting on page 2, line 3, we're going to insert longitudinal student data after assessment. Page 2, line 17, delete planning and insert prevention, as was explained to you yesterday. And on page 2, line 21, after policies, insert to include setting a specific time limit for data retention. Page 3, line 10, we're just going to delete the and in the Northrop Amendment just passed. On page 3, after line 10, we're going to add K, plan to require parental consent for release of data and the word and then M, provide definitions of data, including for the term personally identifiable student information. Page 3, line 17, we're requesting that the data security plan shall be submitted to the legislature for final approval prior to implementation. That's it, sir.
Any further discussion? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate the hard work of the bringers of the amendment. I think it does make the bill better. I do have a question, and I apologize for not getting this to the sponsor previously, and she can answer it. On the K, where we're planning to require parental consent for the release of data, would it be your intention that that would be for the release of data from the district to another entity, or is that the release of data from the student to the district? And that's something we can work out later. I just caught that.
That's a good question. Oops, sorry.
Representative Hutchins, you're out of order. You'll get your second time after all of the discussion. Madam Minority Floor Leader.
I guess, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but this data privacy plan is going to apply to not just data and maybe it's changed since I last looked at it. It's data management policies at the district level, but also data management policies at the Department of Education. So I'm just concerned. Obviously, it would be highly cumbersome for the Department of Education to have to get parental consent. I'm kind of on the fly here, and I apologize if that's kind of a silly question. And then I guess I'd also say generally that as a parent, if I see one more parental consent form from my school, I'm going to go nuts. So it's not all it's cracked up to be. Let's just put it that way.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaking as a former teacher, requiring parental consent just gums up the works. What I have seen is it works a whole lot better when you have a parent that says, I don't want you to use, kind of the reverse. We're going to use your data unless you don't tell us. But I've been trying to help kids get scholarships. I've been trying to do a whole bunch of other things. And because I didn't have a quick release of data, it hurt children. And I'm just scared that we put too many, they're not roadblocks, but checking points that we sometimes forget where the other side of the road is.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And to assuage some of the concerns of the members, this is in the planning portion of the bill. So the way this would work is that the director of the Department of Education, in consultation with the IT folks, would evaluate and consider these things when they come back to us, and then the legislature would be the one to do the final approval and implementation. So we aren't setting any hard policy in this. These are just sideboards to try and provide some guidelines so that we can get back the information that we need to make a final decision. So I would urge your support of the amendment.
Representative Hutchins, now you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and sorry about that. I don't think I could say it better than the chairman of the Education Committee, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 79. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 79 has been adopted. Senate File 79 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake. Blevins, Blickrey, Brown, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Coleman, Connolly, Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchins, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no.
Representative Swanitzer Dan.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Certainly.
Members of the 62nd, up in the West Gallery behind me, you will see the 2014 graduating class of the Dental Hygiene Program at Laramie County Community College. Alongside there are advisor Pauline Phillips. If you'd please welcome them to the legislature.
Welcome to the House. Any other privileges of the floor? With that order of business, a request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. Representative Mader, these concurrence requests are your final vote on this bill. So just for your information, since we haven't done this before, if you vote to concur or vote no, that will be listed as your final vote on the bill for passage or failure. The first message for our consideration is message number 194 on House Bill 10. Chairman Semlich.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence message number 194 on House Bill 10 and ask for your favorable vote. There was some question from some people on the floor about not having this in their packet. This concurrence on House Bill 10 was distributed yesterday, and hopefully it will be in your file. I'll try to give you enough explanation of it, and it's really fairly simple. As you remember, House Bill 10 had to do with providing authority for the state engineer to use a single permit for multiple wells as for industrial purposes, for in-situ mining. And then we had a third reading amendment that added dewatering, so we had two different purposes where this could apply to. So Senate picked up something that we had left off, or the other body, line 18. If there's two different things that apply to this single permit on a multiple well, then we'd have to change single to specific purpose, because in-situ mining and dewatering is not a single purpose. It's for a specific purpose. And then on line 19, what the Department of Environmental Quality does in this case is a permitted boundary, not a permit boundary. So that's a small technical change. And then on line 20, we go down to further clarify that this is, again, back to a single source of water. So remove specific and add single. A single source of supply should have. So those are the three changes, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Any discussion on the concurrence request? We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 10. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride, Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 10. The next message for our consideration is message number 205 on House Bill 6. Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message number 205, which is for House Bill 6, Domestic Assault and Battery, And it was a simple fix that the Attorney General picked up on, and they got it up to the Senate on third reading to fix this. It's just a small thing. It's those that have been convicted as of prior to July 1st. This goes into effect July 1st, but then we forgot about those who had been convicted prior to. So it was just clarifying that. I'd urge you to vote aye.
Any discussion on message number 205? Seeing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, we are voting on the motions to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill number 6. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Levins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchins,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen, Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill number 6. The next message for our consideration is message number 206 on House Bill 46. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move concurrence on message 206 to House Bill 46 and ask for your aye vote. Members, this is the public employees pension plan increase. Excuse me, Mr. Speaker. And on the big plan, which we're familiar with, would increase the contribution rate by 1.5%, shared equally between the employee and the employer. But there's also two other plans that are affected in this bill. This concurrence is specific to the Wardens, Game and Fish, Highway Patrol, where the employee share will be similar to the rollout of the big plan, and where it will be a three-year rollout on the employee share, and it will, over a three-year period, will increase, I believe, from 1.96 to 2.64%. And that makes it consistent with what we did with the big plan. And so I think the Senate approved the bill. So I'd ask for your aye vote. Stand for any questions.
Not a minority floor leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm a little concerned that we're, there are reasons that the troopers, the game wardens, and all those other folks have different pension plans. They're law enforcement folks, and we don't pay them a lot of compensation as it is, and we put them at great risk. And this is a policy change to me, a kind of substantial policy change. That I don't feel comfortable voting aye on at this point. I can be proven wrong. But I would urge your no vote because of the group affected by this, as I understand it.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, I'm just too slow and I can't figure it out. So if the good chairman of appropriations could spell it out a little clearer how this is a change from what we voted on before. Thank you.
Anyone else for your first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to Chairman Harshman. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On page 6, really the Warden DCI plan starts on page 5, 93604, talks about the employee contribution. And and you can see the numbers change, because frankly we tried to treat these plans not identical, because they are different, but we tried to treat them similarly, and we didn't do that really in the first go around with the bill. And I think the Senate caught this. There's going to be a 3-year roll in where the employer will pay the employee share of this 0.75 in the big plan. It's a little over a point in this plan. We'll gradually roll those in to the employee picking up those shares. And that's going to happen for really all our plans. And the plan's affected by this bill. But most folks who are in the big plan. And so the way the bill was previously, it never had that. It never had the same percentages, and it never had that roll-in amount. And so this changes that, corrects it, frankly, to make it similar, so we have a similar policy going forward for all our employees. So I'd urge your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 46. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer. Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Swanitzer Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 12 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 46. Madam Speaker Pro Tem, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have two privileges?
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The first, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you stand and celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Nature Conservancy. We have their executive board here today, their board of trustees. If you'd welcome to the House, you signed a proclamation that we just read down on the other side of the Capitol. So welcome to our chamber.
Welcome to the House, Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and it gives me a great honor to introduce former Speaker Luthy, if he would like to come to the back podium there, or he can come up to the front. It's nice to have him in our chamber.
Well, please sit down. I know that the last thing you want is some old codger up here telling about how things used to be. But thank you all for that very, very warm welcome. And Rosie gave me the opportunity to walk up the aisle. How could I ever turn that down? That was just too fantastic. You know, there are a lot of things I don't remember about the Wyoming legislature. That may be a sign of old age. But I can tell you, if there are five bills that I worked on, I probably can't remember, you know, five of the hundreds we worked on, I probably can't remember five. But there are things that I do remember. The first time you take the oath of office, every day when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, your first vote, whether it be aye or nay, the first time you present a bill, the time that you maybe get over 50 votes for a bill, because you think you've really done something good if that ever happened. And above all, what you remember are the friendships and the people you worked with, not on all issues, but on some issues, the people on both sides of the aisle, and the people knowing that every one of you, any one of us, was here because we wanted to be here, because we wanted something for better for the people of Wyoming. Thank you for your efforts to do that. I watch you as often as I can, or at least try and keep up. You certainly have been no lack of... it has not been boring since I've left. That is certainly the case. But again, thank you all very, very much. It's always a pleasure to be back. I'm headed for, I was going to give a little speech to the university, or part of the University of Wyoming tomorrow. And so I've got to go through Cheyenne. It just would not be right if I didn't at least drop by the legislature. But again, Mr. Speaker, thank you for taking the time and letting me take some of your time, because I know you have a far better things to do than listen to me. My best to you always. Thank you.
Speaker Luthy, thank you, and welcome back to the House. We're at that order of business of consideration of bills on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole.
You have heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The House has resolved itself barely into Committee of the Whole. Representative Barlow.
The whole, please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 21. Is that right? The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 21 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to insurance, requiring insurance companies to maintain a risk management framework as specified, providing for risk assessments, providing filing requirements, providing penalties, providing for applicability, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 21, engrossed, Insurance Own Risk Solvency Model Act, reports back to the House with a recommendation of a due pass. There were 9 ayes, 0 noes, signed by Representative Davis, one as your chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 21 do pass. There are no amendments, and I defer to Representative Petroff to explain the bill.
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an awesome bill. It is designed to prevent major global financial cataclysm. So, reason enough to vote for it. But really, this came in large part from the 2008 financial crisis. The National Association of all of the State Departments of Insurance came up with this model legislation. All states are adopting it, and the reason that we're doing it in a uniform way, we want to be able to keep state control of insurance, but we also want to make it easy for insurance companies to be able to comply with requirements in the different states. We have enough trouble attracting insurance companies to Wyoming, so we want to make sure that we're making it easy for them to operate here. What I will say is that we don't have any Wyoming companies that are big enough to actually qualify to have to report under this legislation, but again, we want to have it in place to create uniformity for the insurance companies. So to quickly go over the bill, starting on page 2, it starts by defining who's covered under the Act, which is insurance companies that are domiciled in this state, and then there are exceptions that are listed further in the bill. It goes on to define insurance group, insurer, and own risk solvency assessment, or ORSA, as we'll use further in the Act. On page 3, we define the ORSA guidance manual, the ORSA summary report, and at the bottom of page 3, risk management framework. On page 4, we say that the risk assessments will be done at least annually or when there are significant changes in risk profile, such as when an insurance company takes on different lines or significantly changes their business model. It goes on to describe what has to be in the reports and who's responsible for filing them. On page 5, we talk about who's responsible for signing off on the content and that any foreign companies need to provide an English version of the report. On page 6, we talk about the companies who are exempt from the requirement, and this is where all of the Wyoming companies are exempt, which includes insurers who have less than $500 million in premiums or insurance groups who have less than $1 billion in premiums. On page 7, we talk about if an insurer does not qualify for the exemption, they still might be able to apply to the commissioner for a waiver from the requirements if they have unique circumstances. But again, all of our Wyoming companies currently qualify for the exemption. On page 8, we talk about that the commission may require reports even if a company is subject to an exemption if they have an action level event which is defined or if they're deemed to be in hazardous financial condition, and then there are definitions for that as well. On page 9, we say that if a company was previously exempt and then they get into the category, so for instance, one of our Wyoming companies has about half of the premiums to qualify for this. If they built up their company to the point where they did qualify, they would have a 1 year grace period that they would not be required to file. On page 10 through 15, we define all of the confidentiality provisions. So we say that these are not public documents that these companies are providing to the state. They're not subject to the Wyoming Public Records Act, that proprietary information can only be shared between the insurance commissioners, not with the public. And on the bottom of page 15 on to page 16, we describe the fines for not filing the reports. And finally, we describe when the Act becomes effective. So I'll stand for any questions.
Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Berger's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 21 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 21 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 57.
Senate File 57 from the Management Audit Committee, an act relating to boards and commissions, repealing the Advisory Council for Innovative Education and the Wyoming Education Planning and Coordination Council, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 57 engrossed, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. There were 8 ayes. 1 no, signed by Representative Dave Zmenitzer, Vice Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that Senate File 57 do pass. And I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment 1 to Senate File 57. I will have Representative and Chairman Miller discuss that amendment. We also have a Committee of the Whole amendment that I believe he can move, and then we'll work the bill. Thank you.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This is a bill from your Management Audit Committee. There was a audit report that was out last July. I'm sure everyone read it. I see a couple of nods. But what the we looked at all the boards and commissions. I think there were 37 of them. The results of the audit is the staff of the Management Audit came up with three groups, boards and commissions that they recommended that we eliminate. The bill went through the Senate first. The Senate actually took one of the three and added it back into the bill. That happens to be the Governor's Food Safety Council. As it turns out, they were meeting, and as it turns out, the Department of Ag would like to have that advisory group overlooking some of their rules and regs before they take them out to the state. So the Standing Committee Amendment in the House basically deleted what the Senate had done. So I'm asking you to vote no on the Standing Committee Amendment, and that leaves it as it came out of the Senate. And so I'll call for the question on the Standing Committee Amendment, and please vote no.
Any discussion of the Standing Committee Amendment? Representative Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just echoing that concern, I guess the Standing Committee Amendment really is an unfriendly amendment. The department wouldn't show up to the committee hearing, but they sure can send emails after the fact. So I would also ask you to resist the Standing Committee Amendment and put the bill back to how we got it from across the hall.
Any further discussion? Seeing none. You've heard the motion on the Standing Committee Amendment. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no.
No.
Standing Committee Amendment has been defeated. We are back on the bill. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just look at lines 1-4. It explains the bill. We're repealing the Advisory Council for Innovative Education and the Wyoming Education Planning and Coordination Council. And that's what we're getting rid of, are those two boards and commissions right now. And at this time, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1. And this amendment is simply a technical correction provided by staff after finding some error in the existing statute. So I ask for your favorable vote on Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1.
Any discussion on Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1? Seeing none, all those in favor of Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Committee of the Whole Amendment number 1 has passed. Any other discussion on the bill? Any other discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of Chairman Berger's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 57 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 57 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 74. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 74 from Senator Landon. An act relating to unemployment compensations, providing an exception to the definition of employment for certain persons acting as fiduciaries, amending a definition and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 74, Unemployment Insurance Coverage, respectfully reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. There were 9 aye votes, 0 no votes, signed by Representative Dan Zwanitzer, Vice Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 74 do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment 1 to Senate File 74 and ask for your favorable consideration. And what the amendment does is to just enlarge the folks that are of employment. It's not just state employees. And so I would just ask for your favorable consideration.
Question.
Any discussion on the Standing Committee Amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Standing Committee Amendment number 1 has been adopted. We're back on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would defer to the good Majority Floor Leader to explain the bill.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, a very simple bill dealing with unemployment compensation and making it clear that an individual that acts as a fiduciary, and that is one who is in a position of trust, primarily a trustee or the personal representative of an estate who is receiving reasonable compensation for his services, does not qualify for unemployment insurance. I'd stand for any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion on Senate File 76 or 74? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Berger's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a report that Senate File 74 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 74 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 76. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 76 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to unemployment compensation, codifying existing case law, defining misconduct connected with work for purposes of disqualification from benefit entitlement, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred Senate File 76, Unemployment Insurance Worker Misconduct, respectfully reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. There were 7 ayes, 2 noes, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File Number 76 do pass. And I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. I would like to dispense with the Standing Committee Amendment first, because there is some slight changes from what the committee language was. LSO helped us correct it and get it in a form that was actually a little more understandable and fit better with the bill. And what we're talking about is employee misconduct. And if they do something on the job that may hurt their employer. So on page 2, line 4 of the bill, after the word employee, it says, and it's talking about policy, it says, which have been communicated to the employee by the employer. So the employer needs to have clear direction. The employee needs to have clear direction from their employer as to what the duties and responsibilities are. And with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration of the amendment.
Any discussion on the Standing Committee Amendment? Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I have a little bit of concern about this because I think we need to use some common sense here. I can think of a couple employees that I've fired. One was for stealing from me, and I never specifically told that employee that they weren't allowed to steal from me. I mean, that's kind of common sense. Another one was for an employee who got a hold of a taser and chased another employee around trying to shoot him with a taser. To me, that is just obvious, but we don't have a work rule that actually says you're not allowed to shoot a taser at another employee. So I'm just worried that we're leaving out a little bit of common sense by saying we actually have to specifically tell them what is and is not misconduct.
Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. About those wonderful comments that a good colleague just said there, exactly, common sense. And in our workforce services, how this works is somebody is fired for misconduct, it goes to a hearing to decide if you're going to get unemployment insurance. And I'm pretty sure that panel there gets into, you know, well, what is common sense? That to me is common sense. That would be misconduct. To most of them, it would be also. So honestly, is this really needed? Because what they're doing now is when they go in there, they're going to say, well, we have a Supreme Court ruling that says this, this, and this about misconduct, and that's what they've been going off of. But now they want something in statute, even though they can still appeal this all the way up, and it's still up to the discretion of that board whether or not to give you unemployment insurance. This bill is actually really not needed because of the appeal process and how unemployment works and getting discharged for misconduct. So you're absolutely right. Those things should be considered misconduct, and they're not in your policy, but it does, common sense goes a long way. And that's what these boards are for, and these panels, when you go in to file for unemployment insurance, they decide, well, yeah, that was a little bit bad for your employer, according to that Supreme Court ruling, then no, you're not going to get unemployment insurance. So this bill, the amendment, all of it, I'd vote no on all of it.
Chairman Harvey?
Mr. Chairman, I'm a little baffled because the amendment was actually brought by the previous speaker to the committee. So if he doesn't like it, vote your conscience on this one. But I wish that I would urge you to put it into context with the rest of the paragraph. Misconduct connected with work means an act of an employee which indicates an intentional disregard of the employer's interest. Seems like a taser gun would be that part of that. Or the commonly accepted duties, obligations, and responsibilities of an employee, which have been communicated to the employee by the employer. And then it goes on to say, misconduct connected with work does not include, and then gives a laundry list there. But I would just vote your conscience on the amendment.
Representative Coker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would suggest that it apparently is not obvious, since I lost the case and we actually had to pay unemployment for the employee that was fired for shooting a taser at another employee.
Any further discussion on the Standing Committee Amendment? Any further discussion? Seeing none, we are voting on the Standing Committee Amendment. All those in favor of adoption of Standing Committee Amendment number 1, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Standing Committee Amendment number 1 has been defeated. We're back on the bill. Representative Kasparek.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill's becoming more and more familiar. And I'm sure some of you found it looked familiar as you looked at it. This bill was passed last session, and on its journey to final signature, found many changes along the way. And anyhow, it came back to us again in this interim. And the committee worked with the agency that oversees unemployment insurance and brought a bill that I think is going to be acceptable to all. And we've talked about some of the changes, but the only changes that were made are on page 2, and it's in the definitions. So as you've heard once, we'll start at line 1. Misconduct connected with work means an act of an employee which indicates intentional disregard of the employer's interest or the commonly accepted duties, obligations, and responsibilities of an employee. Misconduct connected with work does not include ordinary negligence in isolated instances, good faith errors in judgment, and inefficiency or failure in a good performance as a result of inability or incapacity. The changes that came in this definition are related to a case law that I'm not going to remember the date, but pretty far back, and led to some concerns. And I know that if there's more explanation on the court case, that we have someone who will speak to that a little bit more. But what this does is bring statutory language in place with what was determined in the case law. So unless you have other questions, I'd ask for your aye vote on the bill.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe the court case was 1986, and so there's not been a definition in the unemployment provisions in statute. What the Unemployment Commission relies on is this long-standing language from the Supreme Court decision, and so the proposed statute simply picks up the language from the Supreme Court decision. But like my good colleague from Laramie County, I actually opposed the bill because I don't think it's necessary. And when you take language from a court case that, for the most part, except obviously in the Good Detroit County's representative's case and some other cases we heard about, appears to function, you just don't know what you're going to do when you pull in case law, and because you can't ever pull in the entire case, obviously. So I've pretty much opposed this concept for the last couple of years. I don't think it actually helps employers. I'm not sure it helps anybody. I think it probably creates uncertainty. And it's important for everybody to understand that the employer always bears the burden of proof in these cases. That's in another part of the statute. So I'd urge you to vote against this bill. I hate to speak against an interim bill, but I've been consistent.
Representative Reeder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, it's kind of nice to see a bill that I brought last year come back. And it passed this House. I think there was only two no votes and almost two-thirds in the Senate. But then downstairs, they didn't sign it. So I would encourage you to please vote for this again. Thank you.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Folks, this misconduct bill, we did work over quite extensively last year, and the reason that it was brought back upstairs from the governor's office was because of they felt like that we needed to include more of the Supreme Court language in it, which we've done this year. This bill comes to us in response to some complaints from municipalities and businesses around the state who, with similar examples to what the good representative from Natrona County shared with us, were unable to discharge an employee for what you would consider to be willful misconduct or obvious misconduct. And so in going through this bill, we're trying to address that where there is recourse when things are obviously wrong. You don't chase your workplace companion around the shop with a taser and expect not to have any sort of repercussion for those types of actions. And so that's what this misconduct language is trying to address here. And with the addition of the Supreme Court language in it, we think that it's a really good addition to the statutes here in our state law, and we'd really encourage you to support this as we did last year.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you. I would just point out that given the taser incident, that would come under B, which is a good faith error in judgment or discretion. So I don't think this particular language would fix that problem.
Representative Kasparek.
Now, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a good bill. It provides clarity. It was agreed upon by all of those people that had concerns about how hearings and appeals are handled. The agency that deals with this felt that it would provide more clarity and direction to the people that conduct these hearings, and I'd urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Harvey's motion and the Committee of the Whole rise to report, and do so with the recommendation that Senate File 76 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 76 has passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, on the general file list, please pull out Senate File 48. That has to be re-referred to Appropriations Committee, so pull out Senate File 48. Then below Senate File 68, between 68 and 63, add the following. Senate File 10, 116, 14, 100, 3, 4, 5, 31, 115, 24, 25, 107, and 89. And then clear at the end of the list below Senate File 28, put Senate File 106. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 66. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 66 from the Select Water Committee, an act relating to water development projects, providing for construction of dams and reservoirs, authorizing construction of designated water projects, describing projects, specifying terms and conditions of funding for projects, providing appropriations, modifying project descriptions and terms of appropriations for various specified prior projects, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agricultural, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 66 engrossed, reports back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. There were 9 ayes, 0 noes, signed by Representative Simlick, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Chairman Simlick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File Number 66 do pass, and I will give you a brief explanation after the Majority Floor Leader has loaded us back down with some work. I will point out to you that there is a condensed list of all the bills that should be, all the projects, excuse me, that should be on your desk someplace, and I'll work briefly off of it and not so much off the bill. This is the second of two ominous bills that we look at every year. This is the construction bill. This construction bill is a result of feasibility studies, a level one, level two, that have come out for the last couple years out of the planning bill. So when we get those projects developed to the planning stage, we go on to development, and there's basically three different sections in the bill. The level three projects on new development, you can see them listed there on the front of your sheet. Then there's a level two rehabilitation projects. And then on the back of the sheet, if you have it, there is the amendments to prior appropriations, and these include different things such as additional appropriations in some cases, and then some cases we're just extending the reversion date and that sort of thing. And then also on the back, you can see kind of a summary of the three different water accounts, the total of the Senate File 66, this construction bill and the planning bill, what the total of those projects are, and then the funding that we have left available for the next half of the biennium. So that is a real brief explanation of the construction bill. As we've talked about before, it goes through a lot of review and several different processes. I do have a three-ring notebook at my desk that has a 3-4-page explanation of each of these projects. If you have interest in any one specifically, I will provide that information to you. And if there are any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. If there's not, I would call for the question.
Any discussion on Senate File 66? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Semlick's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 66 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 66 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 93. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 93 from Senator Hines, an act relating to fuel tax, amending the time for application for an agricultural gas and diesel tax refund, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred Senate File 93 engrossed, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. There were 8 ayes, 1 no, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 93 do pass, and there's no amendments, and we'll have the representatives from District 50 explain the bill.
Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 93 is an easy little bill. If you turn to page 2, we've just amended the time period that these can be reported from 1 year to 18 months. With that, I stand for questions.
Any discussion on Senate File 93? Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Was there any discussion in the committee about how that this tax refund is a broken process? And is there going to be any attempt on the part of any committee to take this on and see if we can't make it work?
Representative Larson.
I just thank you, Mr. Chair. If the good presenter would just be kind enough to help me understand why 12 months is not long enough to get your refund information ready, I'd appreciate it.
Representative Northup.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the first or to the last question that was asked, and that is because apparently some of the folks cannot figure out their accounting quick enough to be able to get this done, and they're missing it by a few days because, like myself, I buy diesel fuel either at the very start of the year or at the end of the year, just depending upon how income comes in. And so when you come around to the next part of the year, you just miss it by a day or two. And so that was one of the reasons given in committee. And then to the good chairman of education, that's a good question, and I hope that our committee will take that on at some point. Thank you. Any other questions?
Any further discussion? Any further discussion on Senate File 93? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Madden's motion, when the Committee of the Whole rise to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 93 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Senate File 93 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 58. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 58 from the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the governor's authority, granting the governor the authority to call National Guard members into service, providing time limits as specified, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred Senate File 58 engrossed, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. There were 6 ayes, 3 noes, signed by Representative Davids, one as chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, you do so with the recommendation that Senate File 58 engrossed do pass, and I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. And, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this came over as an engrossed bill from the other side, but it has one major problem, and so on line 13 on page 1, it states that only when appropriate federal funds under Title 32 are available, then the governor can order troops around, and that sort of limits it. If they only have state active duty, they're not able to send the troops even on state active duty with the way this is worded. So we did some wordsmith, and that's what the amendment does, and I'd ask you to move the amendment. The only other thing in the committee saw fit to change the word federal law on line 1, or page 1, line 11, change the word federal law, and we changed it to Title 32 of the United States Code. So with that, the amendment does some wordsmithing, and I think if we get the amendment read in, then we can talk about the bill. So I would call for the question on the amendment.
Any discussion on the amendment? Any discussion? We're voting on the Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 58. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The Standing Committee Amendment has been adopted. We're back on the bill. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 58 engrossed clarifies the inherent capabilities of the governor in his role as Commander-in-Chief of the Wyoming Military Department, and it specifically allows the governor to spend federal money if the money is available under Title 32. It adds no authority to the governor, it adds no new authority to the governor, but simply provides clarifying language. Using federal money under state control is a fairly recent evolution in how the Guard operates, and this needs to be addressed in our statutes. Let me just talk a little bit what Title 32 does. It sends our troops out under the governor's authority as compared to Title 10 that sends our troops out under the president's authority. And we always like to maintain our local control and have our governor in charge of our troops. It's also good because if a guardsman would happen to be injured, it allows them to seek federal hospital care, possibly VA care, and then, of course, the federal government would pay for any of that. Also, it allows for a point system that they have, and the more hours that you're able to spend on a Title 32, they get to put that towards their federal retirement, and that also opens kind of a little door so they're able to get some federal VA benefits at the very end. And I think it's important to understand that Title 32 activation can only be done by the President or the Secretary of Defense with the approval and consent of the Governor, and I stand for questions.
Any discussion on Senate File 58? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Zwanich's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 58 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 58 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 59. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 59 for the Transportation Committee, an act relating to highway signage, amending statutes related to the Wyoming Department of Transportation's program for specific service signage, allowing a competitive bid process for contracted construction, erection, and maintenance of the program, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred Senate File 59 engrossed, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. There were 9 ayes, 0 noes, signed by Representative David Schwarzer, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that Senate File 59 engrossed do pass, and there are no standing committee amendments. Simply, what this bill does, if you're familiar with the signage on the right-of-ways of the highways that suggests that particular motels or particular fast food sign locations are located within a certain distance from the highway, this allows the department to contract out services to maintain those signs and to have the individuals that go out and actually sell the advertising to those companies that want to advertise on those signs. So the basic premise of the whole bill is that they're putting this, allowing them to have a break-even cost for that construction and advertising and the maintenance of those signs. Right now they're losing money having to maintain those. We have some very old signs out there. They're looking to get them all updated. They're looking to go out and get more people to advertise on them, and we're looking just to have a break-even situation on that particular program. One of the footnote that all the money does go into the state highway fund, but hopefully it would break out evenly. I would stand for any questions.
Chairman Lockhart. My apologies, Chairman Lockhart. Any further discussion on Senate File 59? Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Zwanitzer's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 59 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 59 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 53. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 53 from Senator Case, an act relating to trade practices providing for removal of arrest photographs from websites as specified, providing for penalties, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred Senate File 53 engrossed, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. There were 9 ayes, 0 noes, signed by Representative Lockhart, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 53 do pass, and I'll turn the explanation over to the good representative from the city that is, or the county that's number one in your hearts and number one on your license plate.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a pretty simple bill that is designed to put an end to a practice that is kind of similar to extortion. There are several websites out there that will post mugshot photos of people and post them on the internet, and somebody who's innocent and would like to have their mugshot photo taken down requests that it be taken down and is met with the response of, sure, for $200. And this bill would just say that if a website who charges people to take their mugshots down, if they are presented with information that shows that the person was not convicted of that crime, then they have to remove it for free without charging them. It doesn't apply to newspapers, media. One question that did come up in the committee had to do with enforcement of this, and it's true that if the company was out of state and outside our state's borders, it would be difficult to enforce, but this is at least a step in that direction, and we can at least enforce it for companies that are located within Wyoming. If there are no questions, then I'll call for the question.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one quick question. Are there any companies in Wyoming that do this?
Representative Croker?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do not specifically know one way or the other.
Any further discussion on Senate File 53? Any other discussion? Seeing none, are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Chairman Lockhart's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rise to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 53 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Senate File 53 has passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I hate to do this, but I'm going to do it. Insert right at this point Senate Files 3, 4, 5, 31, 115, and 89. Put those in right there and scratch them off the list down below where I had them before. So that is 3, 4, 5, 31, 115, and 89. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. The next, I'll give you just a moment, the next bill for our consideration is Senate File 3. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 3 from the School Facilities Committee, an act relating to school facilities requiring school district board of trustees to incorporate a local collaborative committee process and executing and deploying building remedies funded by the legislature and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whose referred Senate File 3, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. There were 7 ayes, 2 noes, signed by Representative Connolly, Vice Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that Senate File 3 do pass. I further move the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment. And the good representative from over the hill will explain the bill.
Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Chairman of Education and the Majority Floor Leader. I had planned on spending the whole night coming up with a treatise for you on how the School Facilities Commission works and then having a good 45-minute to hour discussion, but instead I had 15 seconds. So, but I could just turn to 2115, 119 and start reading it to you. So folks, what this bill does is it puts into statute something that was in session law from last year. And what we did last year was with the appropriation of capital construction money for new school buildings, we obligated the local school boards to put together a community collaborative advisory committee to the school board in relation to these new buildings. And so what this bill does is it now codifies that committee. And so you could see that we are addressing 21-15-119, and that is the portion of our statutes which, again, allocates the funding for new school buildings and says that the School District Board of Trustees shall incorporate a collaborative committee process that is advisory to the board, which assists the school districts with planning district remedies for school buildings, and then ranging from site selection to project planning and design. And right now I'd like to talk about the Standing Committee Amendment, and we had some good feedback from a member of our committee who served as his local school board president, as well as a member of the audience, that hang on for a second about one element of this list, and that element being site selection. That right now, school boards, good school boards, jump on opportunities for land in their community. School boards tend to have some reserve, and when the opportunity comes available within their community for some good land, that they know that they can build a needed elementary school or high school down the road, they right now have the opportunity to purchase it. They want to be able to do that without first having to put together a committee. And so the Standing Committee Amendment, which I'd like to move and ask you to vote on now, deletes site selection. So, Mr. Chair, I'd like to call for the question on the Standing Committee Amendment, which deletes on page 2, line 7, arranging from site selection, line 8, the word 2.
Any discussion on the Standing Committee Amendment? Any discussion? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to push back a little bit on the idea of deleting that. Just no prepared thoughts, obviously, because I didn't see that coming. But I do know that in my own district, within the last few years, there have been situations where the school board purchased a piece of property only to find out that all of the neighbors had very good reasons why that site was not appropriate for a school building, ranging from water to condition of the roads and such other things, and it ended up really delaying the building of the school by probably at least a year. And if they had had this collaborative requirement in place beforehand, they probably could have saved a lot of time and money and aggravation. So I'm not entirely sure this is a good idea to delete it.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in response to that, this would not prohibit a school from acquiring property that were not for funds that were not specifically appropriated. So if we had a district that had reserves, for example, they could use those reserves to purchase property, and there would be nothing in this legislation that would prohibit that. This is only in expending funds appropriated by the legislature to the commission for projects under 2115-119. So, and those are our large projects.
Representative Northup, were you speaking to the amendment?
Yes, sir.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In our district, when we were building buildings, we spent a lot of time looking at site selection, and when we would go out into the community and start saying, hey, we'd like to look at this 30 acres over here, the price would immediately jump up, and so it became very apparent that if every time you went to a community member and said we would like to look at your land or look at other land that's around you, it would jump the price up, and so that's why I asked to have that pulled out of there, just trying to keep the cost down to the districts.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have some concerns about the wording on this. Page 2, line 8, collaborative committee process for remedy development shall include project stakeholders comprised of students, parents, teachers, principals, district administration, school board of trustee members, representative legislators, at-large members of the community, and others. That is a mandatory requirement with the shall.
Mr. Chairman, point of order, we're off of the amendment. The amendment's very specific, just the deletion. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Burkhardt, we are on the amendment, so would you please stick with the amendment, please?
My apologies to you, Mr. Chairman, and the rest of the body.
Anybody else on the Standing Committee Amendment? Standing Committee Amendment. Seeing no further discussion. All those in favor of the adoption of the Standing Committee Amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The Standing Committee Amendment has been adopted. We're back on the bill. Representative Burkhardt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I won't repeat what I said. I'll just pick up where I stopped. I think there needs to be some limits on these, the number of these people and who they might be. That's all. I think it's a good idea. I think it could do a lot of good for the community and to get these buildings and facilities going quickly. However, this is kind of an all-encompassing list, and I think there needs to be some controls, especially with that shall language in there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Burkhardt. Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I find it curious that we talk about the local boards and districts having the capacity to look at their facilities and go through the Capital Commission, but we're not satisfied with that as legislators. We want to tell the district board that they shall have a committee, and that committee will be required to report to the district boards, the trustees, and incorporate in the process what you see here. It seems to me that we're not having much confidence in the districts by coming up with legislation that is so explicit as to how they will go about small school districts, large school districts, so forth. Perhaps if we're going to go forward with something like this, include some funds that they can get all of this done, hire the right people and get the professional expertise. And as it says on line 9 and 10, shall include project stakeholders comprising students, parents, teachers, principals, district administration, school board trustees, etc. They must do that to our satisfaction. I don't know that we really are assisting any confidence in our local districts and their administration, but perhaps the district boards are the problem, and maybe we should eliminate the boards completely. I think that this is an anecdotal piece of legislation that we can agree to eliminate at least for maybe 1 year or two and figure out maybe the districts aren't as bad as they're made out to be. With that, on and against the amendment.
Chairman Teeters?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I really don't want to get into the process of defending the way we build schools in this state because it wasn't my idea. That was the idea of the gentleman across the street in the black robes. And the reality is that we do appropriate this money. It comes from this body, and we allow tremendous latitude in the way it's spent. Districts have almost total and complete control about the way they configure the allowable square footage and within the guidelines. This allows the community to be involved, and part of the issue that we've had on school facilities is that we're receiving testimony about instances when we have districts building, constructing schools without proper input from the communities. We have one example is gym size. A lot of our smaller communities have small student populations and need for more gym space than would be accommodated by what they should be allowed. And so this sort of flexibility inside the model is allowed, and this would require the local community to be involved in that decision. It's really about involving our communities so that we build facilities that make good sense for everyone in our communities.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a good example. This is what's occurring in my community. You know the one in the center of the state, number one on our license plates, number one.
And you're out of order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And but anyway, really, let's think back to the history of building schools. When they were all local wealth, you had to sell a bond, and so you had to sell the proposal, and you got a lot of community input. My community right now is going through a bond issue process. We have a large group involved, all the stakeholders, lots of surveys of the community, what it should be, what it should do, how much. But once the state took over construction, and when it was no longer an element of district wealth, and we've gone through a pretty elaborate process, and it's getting better, I think, every year, and now the community's not involved. Our citizens are paying less taxes to support education than they ever have. Now, the 3 mills and 4 mills optional that every district had, they've gone away now. So folks are paying on average 3 or 4 mills less, but we're getting these buildings come from the state. And so what has happened, frankly, is that these are made kind of by a few people on the Hill, district administrators, and some school board members decide where and when and how the school's going to go down. And there's not any large input in the community anymore. And that's what we're seeing around the state. Frankly, this language was put in the budget last year, as a good chairman talked about, and it requires that a legislator be involved. I think that's good. I think we ought to all know a little bit more about the process. So I'd hope you'd support the bill. Let's get our communities involved in the planning and design and the siting of our schools. So, on and for the bill.
Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just to answer one of the questions about the number of people that could be on the committee, there is a delineated list, but it comes out to be 8. If you add the and others, that's a nine-person committee. It doesn't seem too onerous. I was one of the... This was passed last year. I was appointed to one of these boards, and honestly, I probably made the mistake of jumping on seeing this bill with the chairman of education and say, I want to present this, because it's been my impression that the committee, my community's committee, was started too late. We should have been started a couple of years ago. We would have been far more effective a couple of years ago. Our community wanted input and honestly didn't get enough. If we were in existence 2 years before the project got started, then we would have had the massive amount of community input that we had would have made a bigger difference. And so I'm in favor of this bill. This is a good process. We spend tens of millions of dollars every year in capital construction for schools. This assures that our communities have something to say about it.
Any further discussion on Senate File 3? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Teeter's motion that when the Committee of Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 3 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 3 has passed Committee of the Whole. Just as a reminder, privilege of the floor, Representative Miller.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the North Gallery on your left, is sitting next to my lovely wife of 37 years, is our friend Jyoti Pandey from Nepal, a graduate student in physics at UW, and our son, a EE graduate from UW, as several of you on the floor are. Please welcome them to the House.
Welcome to the House. Members of the body, just to clarify, since we had a change in order earlier, 4, 5, 31, 115, 89, we'll see how far we go. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 64. The reading clerk, 4. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 4 from the Education Committee, an act relating to school finance, exempting revenues received by districts under post-secondary education option programs from local resources included in foundation program payment computations and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom is referred Senate File 4, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. There were 9 ayes, 0 noes, signed by Representative Teeters, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Chairman Teeters?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 4 do pass. And there are no standing committee amendments, and I pass this simple cleanup bill to the good gentleman from the North.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the good Chairman of Education said, this is a very simple cleanup piece of legislation. You'll look on page 2, line 17 through 19, and that's where we're adding new language. And all this does is that changes the accounting methods for school districts. Currently, tuition revenues received to local districts from post-secondary enrollment programs in those districts are listed as expenditure write-offs, and we're just simply switching that over to the revenues from payments. So I hope I didn't completely butcher that, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These revenues come from dual and concurrent enrollments, and it was recommended that we delete a reporting mechanism. In the process of deleting that report, we need to change the process by the way we account for it. So I would call for the question.
Any discussion on Senate File 4? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Teeters' motion that the Committee of the Whole rise to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 4 do pass, please say aye. Those opposed, no. Senate File 4 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 5. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 5 from the Education Committee, an act relating to teachers, clarifying eligibility for the National Board Certification Pay Incentive Reimbursement Program, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred Senate File 5, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. There were 9 ayes, 0 noes, signed by Representative Teeters, Chairman.
You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with a recommendation that Senate File 5 do pass. There are no standing committee amendments. And the good gentleman from the gas fields will explain the bill.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, this is a cleanup bill. The intent of this program is to provide incentives to professionals who work full-time in our public schools and who earn National Board certification from the National Board for Professional Teaching Standards. NBPTS provides 24 certificate areas that allows almost any licensed professional who engages consistently with students in an educational setting to prove that they meet the standards of accomplished teaching and are effective in increasing student learning. So if you look at our current law in 21-7-501 Part F, it says each district employing a National Board certified teacher shall be reimbursed for payments to these teachers subject to the following. And teacher in this instance is defined in statute as any person employed under contract by the Board of Trustees of a school district as a certified professional employee. And then therein kind of lies the rub. And this was all found out in an audit. And so after the original legislation was passed, folks in WDE interpreted the statute to apply to all professional positions in the public schools except for the school counselors. So librarians, certified tutors, and instructional facilitators have been receiving the incentive all along per WDE interpretation. And so what this bill is going to do, I'll flip to the bill, is in 21-7-501, Part F, it's going to say effective school year 2007 through 2008 and each school year after, the teacher holding certification shall be employed by the district full-time as a teacher. For the purposes of this subsection, teachers shall include employees of the district holding certification and employed full-time as instructional facilitators, certified tutors, librarians, or counselors. Now, if you're curious about the dollars, so there would be very little increase in the number of folks receiving the incentive over previous years. Since 2005, there are 5 school counselors in the state who have earned National Board certification in their area, 4 certified previous to 2013, and the 5th just certified this past November. it also goes on to the information that I have says in the budget, by any budget exception request for the incentive already projects that 65 to 75 newly certified teachers will qualify for the incentive each year. This is built on the historical data provided to WDE, and it's been right on target. There would be no increase in the amount of funding needed to cover these folks, as they are already built into the numbers as we count all professionals in the state who earn National Board certification. So that's kind of what it is. It's a cleanup. It's kind of expanding. It's basically clarifying what has already been occurring through what the WD is currently doing. So I would try to answer any questions if there are any.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is, because evidently we are attempting to, after the fact, authorize something that they decided to do, was any research presented in committee that documented that national board certification for tutors and librarians had any actual impact on student achievement, or is this really just a salary raise?
Chairman Teeters.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I did not come prepared today to defend a statutory program that was created by a previous legislature. Although we do have evidence that these people are highly qualified, that they do an excellent job in the classroom, and that this National Board certification process is so rigorous that it's been compared to master's degrees as far as the amount of time and effort that it takes to achieve. So we give raises for master's degrees. We give incentives for National Board certification. Beyond that, this really was a problem that was discovered through an audit, and if we fail to act on this piece of legislation, there will be people that qualified for these incentives that will not qualify for the incentive based on the review of the audit, and it was never our intention to disqualify people that are actively involved in their schools as certified teachers. We're talking about people that hold that certified teaching degree, so you'd have to be in a position where you were teaching or maintained that certification. This would not include principals or any administrators or anything like that.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two questions. When the National Certified Board Teachers certification started, I'd like to know, just from my memory, what was the fee? I think I remember. And then what are we giving each teacher that is National Board certified now per year? And that's the first question. Following up with the last speaker, I have a lot of educator friends who are not as sure this makes a better teacher, jumping through the hoops, and it is a strenuous process to get to, but if you're a good follow and jump through all the hoops and the rules, you can get this, and I'm thinking it's a significant amount of money. But I got an email from one of my constituents that says this really wasn't a well-thought-through bill, because it excludes many professionals who are required to have advanced degrees, and to name a few of them, the school psychologists, the school social workers, speech and language pathologists, school nurses, occupational therapists, physical therapists. So there's a list of people, and we're adding who we already have had, I understand, with this bill. But a little discussion on where we started, how much we're paying now, where we're going, and are we considering these other folks that we are leaving out? We're including these, but now we're leaving out. And I remember this when it first started, and it's raising its head again. So I do have some concerns. Thank you.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, I can answer the amount. I will go on in 21-7-501 Part F, Romanet I. For each year the certificate is valid, the district provides each teacher employed by the district and holding certification by the National Board for Professional Teaching Standards a lump sum payment of $4,000, which is in addition to the teacher's annual salary as determined by the board. You know, my only information is really anecdotal, but my districts tell me that they've had really good success with this. The teachers that come back have learned a great deal and provide a great benefit to the district and to students. And the good chair of appropriations has more knowledge on the background of when this was put in place, and I think he was going to speak to it.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, the only thing I was going to ask was to make sure that those folks that were added to the list are Wyoming certified teachers that have continued. So if they were once a math teacher and now become the librarian, they have to keep their teaching certificate in mathematics or wherever. And so they are Wyoming certified teachers and National Board certified teachers. The second part, I guess, I want to comment on was this part about other school professionals, psychologists, social workers. All of these organizations have their own national certifications, really in many, many areas. And if you look at that, it's various. I mean, dozens of them. And when we had this debate when this program started, we narrowed this down to where the research showed National Board certified teachers. We've had principals try to get in on this. We've had psychiatrists, and we've always said no. It's all about this program is specific. We want to follow the research to improve classroom instruction, and the National Board certified program has shown that. But I think it's something we got to continue to evaluate as well. So I think I'm for the bill if those questions are right, if those are Wyoming certified teachers.
Chairman Teeters.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. These are only people that hold a license to teach in the state of Wyoming and also hold National Board certification. So we're talking about a very narrow group of people that were most of these folks were already getting this incentive based on that narrow language, but it's our understanding that according to WDE through an audit, that the language inside the statute was so prescriptive that under their interpretation it needed to be broadened. But we're talking about people that are teaching. We're not talking about other paraprofessionals. We're not talking about administration. So we're not blowing the door wide open, and that's why there's no fiscal impact. It's not going to cost the state any more to make this change.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion on Senate File 5? Seeing none. All those in favor? My apologies. Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Point I was trying to make is what did it start out as? And it wasn't answered, but I think we started this program out, National Board certified, with a lot of money coming in at $1,000. Now we're up to $4,000, and we are paying a lot more. So that was the point I was going to get to. So I would just like it to, you know, little Larry.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The answer to that question, it has always been from inception $4,000. It has always been that number. Thank you.
Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd also like to point out that there's a foundation in this state that works extremely hard and puts a lot of money into this program to help our teachers improve themselves, our education professionals. And so our part of this is in support of what they're doing.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you. For my last time, Mr. Chairman, from the inception of this program, it has been teachers that are certified to teach in Wyoming that hold this certificate.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, we are adding apparently non-teachers to this with this bill. So I'm getting a little confused when we keep coming back to just the teachers. And frankly, I think other professionals in the school
sometimes have just an important impact or more of an impact. So, I think we got to be cautious here because it is a raise, and maybe we ought to look across the board.
Any further discussion on Senate File 5? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Chairman Teeter's motion that with the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 5 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Senate File 5 has passed Committee of the Whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Enthusiastically?
Aye.
All those opposed, no?
No.
The motion is adopted.
Reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, beg to leave report as follows. Senate File 21, recommended do pass. Senate File 57, amended, recommended do pass. Senate File 74, amended, recommended do pass. Senate File 76, recommended, no, wait.
Amended, right?
Okay, it's not underlined. Okay, recommended do pass. Senate File 66, the Omnibus Water Bill, recommended do pass. Senate File 93, recommended do pass. Senate File 58, amended, recommended do pass. Senate File 59, recommended do pass. Senate File 53, recommended do pass. Senate File 3, amended, recommended do pass. Senate File 4, recommended do pass. Senate File 5, recommended do pass. Signed by Representative Barlow, Chairman.
Representative Barlow.
Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Committee of the Whole report is adopted. Congratulations, Representative Barlow. We're at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act is House Enrolled Act Number 1, being Original House Bill 2. The reading clerk will read the Enrolled Act.
Enrolled Act Number 1 from Original House Bill Number 2, an act relating to school districts.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 1, being Original House Bill Number 2. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is House Enrolled Act Number 2, being Original House Bill 4.
Enrolled Act Number 2 from Original House Bill Number 4, an act relating to Pest Control Compact.
I'm about to sign that House Enrolled Act Number 2 being Original House Bill 4. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is House Enrolled Act Number 3 being Original House Bill 40.
Enrolled Act Number 3 from Original House Bill Number 40, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 3 being Original House Bill 40. have so signed. The next enrolled act is House Enrolled Act Number 4, being Original House Bill 83.
Enrolled Act Number 4 from Original House Bill Number 83, an act relating to health insurance.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 4, being Original House Bill 83. I have so signed. The next bill for our, or the next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 5, being Original House Bill 3.
Enrolled Act Number 5 from Original House Bill Number 3, an act relating to school finance.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 5, being Original House Bill Number 3. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 6, being Original House Bill 7.
Enrolled Act Number 6 from Original House Bill Number 7, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 6 being Original House Bill Number 7. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 7 being Original House Bill 8.
Enrolled Act Number 7 from Original House Bill Number 8, an act relating to district courts.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 7 being Original House Bill Number 8. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 8 being Original House Bill 39.
Enrolled Act Number 8 from Original House Bill Number 9, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 8 being Original House Bill 9. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 1, being Original Senate File 9.
Enrolled Act Number 1 from Original Senate File Number 9, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 1, being Original Senate File 9. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is Senate Enrolled Act Number 2, being Original Senate File 15.
Enrolled Act Number 2 from Original Senate File Number 15, an act relating to community colleges.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 2, being Original Senate File 15. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 3, being Original Senate File 26.
Enrolled Act Number 3 from Original Senate File Number 26, an act relating to the University of Wyoming Endowment Challenge Program.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 3, being Original Senate File 26. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 4, being Original Senate File 27.
Enrolled Act Number 4 from Original Senate File Number 27, an act relating to the University of Wyoming Endowment Challenge Program.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 4, being Original Senate File 27. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 5, being Original Senate File 29.
Enrolled Act Number 5 from Original Senate File Number 29, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 5, being Original Senate File 29. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 6, being Original Senate File 50.
Enrolled Act Number 6 from Original Senate File Number 50, an act relating to the State Minors Hospital Board and Account.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 6, being Original Senate File 50. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 7, being Original Senate File 54.
Enrolled Act Number 7 from Original Senate File Number 54, an act relating to reports to the legislature.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 7, being Original Senate File 54. I have so signed. The last Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 8, being Senate File 70.
Enrolled Act Number 8 from Original Senate File 70, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 8, being original Senate file number 70. I have so signed.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Davison.
I need to re-refer Senate file number 48 to Committee 2 Appropriations.
Without objection, it will be so ordered. Are there any committee announcements? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9 will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., room H18, to hear Senate File 97, Large Fund Economic Development Loans, and Senate File 113, Task Force on Expansion of Natural Gas Services.
Chairman Hornitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet in about 10 minutes in H-17 to discuss Senate File 101 and Senate File 86 engrossed.
Chairman Arvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes afternoon recess tomorrow in room H-17, where we will hear Senate File 96, engrossed Workforce Services, Independent Contractors, and then we will discuss interim topics from the House side.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, we have planned on finishing up this evening with Senate File 117, summary probate, but the senator just walked down here and told me that we were correct, that his bill's messed up, and he asked me to lay it back. He'll bring it next year, so we will not be meeting.
Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the dismay of my committee, we won't meet tomorrow. We will meet Monday morning at 9 a.m. to discuss the interim topics.
Vice Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I please have privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Folks, the Wyoming Women's Legislative Caucus invites you to our annual Leap into Leadership dinner tonight at Little America. The cocktail hour is 6 o'clock, dinner's at 7 o'clock. Even if you didn't RSVP, there is extra room, so please come. The speakers are Celinda Lake and Kellyanne Conway, and it's going to be a really fun night. Thanks.
Vice Chairman Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your House Committee number 2 will meet Friday, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., to hear re-referred bills Senate File 11, Senate File 39, and now Senate File 48, and any other re-referred bills. The Joint Conference Committee will also meet on the budget at noon tomorrow.
With that order of business, or reports from standing committees.
Senate File 10 from the Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred Senate File 10, Work Release Act Repeal, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those have voted aye. Representatives Baker, Conley, Gingrey, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Walters, 1 no. Representative Watt, signed by Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred Senate File 116, engrossed, respectfully reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Connolly, Halverson, Croker, Miller. Those who voted no, Representatives Gingrey, Crone, and Watt, signed by Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 14, engrossed, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blickery, Burkhardt, Escobel, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stepson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred Senate File 100, engrossed, Business Ready Community Program Modifications, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representative Lickery, Burkhardt, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stepson. Escobar voted no. Representative Harshman signed it as chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred Senate File 106 and Gross State Education Administration, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Connolly, Freeman, Northrop, Patton, Paxton, Summers, and Teeters, 2 no votes, Representatives Hunt and Pipirina, signed by Representative Teeters, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 17 engrossed, Insurance, Electronic Delivery of Documents, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, and Danz Manitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 24 engrossed, Special Elections-Revisions, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, and Danz Manitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 25 engrossed, Election Code Revisions, respectfully reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Berger, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, and Danz Manitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 91, engrossed Digital Information Privacy Task Force, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, Danz Manitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 107 and Gross Certificates of Insurance, reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Berger, Representatives Berger, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Mader, Paxton, Petroff, Danz Manitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman.
Representative Escobar and Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the little cards you got this morning with the pink ribbons are Race for the Cure forms. And if you've never been here for the Race for the Cure, last year was the largest race they had. It was actually the starting line out in front of the Capitol, and by the time the last walker left, the line had stretched all the way out, all the way to Pershing, and about 3 or 4 blocks down Pershing. And you don't have to be here to race. You can actually fill in the part that says sleep in for the cure, make a donation, or do an honor donation, which is a pink card in someone, an honor of someone that you may know that have went through this. And you also got the cookies this morning. So you can mail it in. It already shows the team legislature on there. And we've always managed to get in the top three. Like I said, this event is starting to get bigger and bigger. They're actually talking about doing a Race for the Cure up in one of the northern Wyoming cities. I think Powell was the one that they had talked about doing a second Race for the Cure. And we've already actually raised over $300, and we haven't even made the announcement yet, but I have the pink folder here, and we'll have it till the end of the session.
Give now and give big. Got one message from the Senate.
Message number 207, Committee of the Whole, indefinitely postponed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 61, failure to extinguish or contain fire. Ayes 7, noes 23. This bill has been indefinitely postponed. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
sorry that that bill went away, Representative Greer. Is there any further committee announcements? Privileges of the floor. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Is there Chairman Sumlich? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until tomorrow, Friday, the last day of February, February 28th, 2014, at 10 o'clock a.m.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House is in recess until tomorrow, February 28th, 2014, at 10 a.m.